This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Samir Mehta. Last name M for Mary, E for Europe, H for House, T for Tom, A for Apple. First name Samir, S for Sam, A for Apple, M for Mary, I for India, R. Today's date is October 8, 2025, period Niperekrav. He is a 74-year-old male patient who comes with a history of extreme fatigue, tiredness, shortness of breath, which has been progressively increasing over last 2 to 3 months, plus past history of sleep apnea and myasthenia gravis. Myasthenia, M for Mary in capital letter, YA, S for Sam, T for Tom, H for House, E for Europe, N for Nancy, I for India, A for Apple, gravis, G in capital letter, R, A for Apple, V for Victor, I for India, S for Sam, period. New paragraph. Patient says in last 2-3 months he has noticed extreme fatigue and tiredness, and he also finds sometimes difficult to do the activity which he used to do in the past period. About 1 year ago, he could walk about 2 miles, somewhat at a slower usual speed period. Now he walks 1 mile, but at a slower speed. And near the end of the walk, when there is a mild uphill, U-P-H-I-L-L, he gets short of breath. So he would slow down his walk and complete his walk, come home, take rest with the improvement and shortness of breath within 5 minutes or so. And this has been happening for last 6 months, but in last 2 to 3 months, even sometime walking 1 mile has become difficult. So probably compared to 1 year ago, his functional capacity has decreased by 50 to 75% period. New paragraph. He also has noticed left upper precordial chest discomfort, which sometime he will notice on end of his walk period. He would then slow down and continue period. In last few minutes, when he continues his walk, his symptom would continue, and then it will subside once he comes home and takes rest or really slow down and do some home activity, but at a slower pace. P for Peter, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe, period. So on coming home and when he will sit down, his symptom would be relieved in 2 to 3 minutes, period. Sometime when he's doing some house activity, which is not significant, he would notice left precordial chest discomfort, period. He would feel tired and he will stop his activity. And within 2-3 minutes, his symptom would subside, period. He says above symptoms are not frequent, but in last 3 months, he might have experienced the symptom at a frequency of 2 to 3 episodes per month, period. Noise of dizziness, coma, syncope, coma, cough with expectoration, coma, edema of it, or palpitation, period. Now it's a bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital period, I for India capital period, problem period. New paragraph. He's 5'7" tall and his weight is 137 pounds, period. New paragraph. Allergy is allergic to sulfur, period. New paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, period. History of diagnosed pre-diabetes, May 2025, when his hemoglobin A1C was 6.3%. He says since then he has been careful about his diet and trying to control his pre-diabetes, period. History of mild hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. New paragraph. History of myasthenia gravis, M for Mary in capital letter, YAS, T for Tom, H for House, E for Europe, N for Nancy, I for India, A for Apple, gravis, G capital R, A for Apple, V for Victor, I for India, S for Sam, period. The myasthenia gravis was diagnosed 2 years ago and he was started on Mestinon, M for Mary, E for Europe, S for Sam, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, O, N for Nancy, period. About 3 months ago, immunotherapy with Cellcept, C for Charlie, E for Europe, L for Larry, C for Charlie, E for Europe, P for Peter, T for Tom was added, period. Around that time, due to double vision, he was started on prednisone for 1 month, which led to resolution of his problem of double vision, period. He also has a history of sleep apnea, diagnosed 15 years ago, period. He was on CPAP, C for Charlie, P for Peter, A for Apple, P for Peter, for 9 months, and instead of noticing improvement in his clinical condition, he kept noticing weakness, so he stopped his CPAP, C for Charlie, P for Peter, A for Apple, P for Peter, in capital letters, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Allergy is allergic to sulfur, period. New paragraph, family history. Father died at the age of 95 with the dementia and old age, period. Mother died at the age of 87, but she had a previous coronary stent, and she also had a diagnosis of myasthenia gravis, period. New paragraph. Social history. He does not smoke, period. He does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann's sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right dorsal speed is 1 by 4, period. Left dorsal speed is not palpable, period. Both posterior tibial 2 by 4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 124 over 70 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within mid-clavicular line. Normal in character, period. S1 and S2. are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak in the mitral area, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph, respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limits, period. EKG shows sinus rhythm with the PSC, period. There is a prominent R in V2 with upright T wave, which may raise the possibility of posterior myocardial infarction, though it could be also due to early transition. T for Tom, R, A, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. There is a small R in V6, which also could raise the possibility of lateral extension, period. He says in his previous EKG done this year, somewhere in month of May, he was also told of similar finding in the EKG period, the new paragraph. The on October 3, 2025, patient had a coronary calcium score which was 2873, period. The left anterior descending was 1192, period. Circumflex 617, period. Right coronary artery 1064, period. Left main 0, period. New paragraph. Analysis. The patient has a significant fatigue, tiredness, and progressive shortness of breath, which he has noticed in last 1 year, and his functional capacity has decreased by 50 to 75%, period. His left upper precordial chest discomfort on exertion like walking, which is relieved by rest in 2-3 minutes, also raises the possibility of angina pectoris, period. The his symptom of chest discomfort persists even though he will slow down his walk and would relieve on rest, period. This finding suggests recent onset of angina in last 3 months, and which is coming at lower exertions, suggesting that it is becoming somewhat unstable with the presence of significant coronary calcium score, raises the possibility of significant myocardial ischemia causing his is extreme fatigue, coma, tiredness, and shortness of breath on exertion, period. New paragraph. In view of this finding, patient and his wife were advised cardiac cath as soon as possible, which they understood well, and they agreed. So the plan is to refer the patient to invasive cardiologist of his choice as soon as possible, period. He and his wife are given instruction that in case he start having significant chest discomfort, then he should call 911 and go to the nearest emergency room, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, angina pectoris on progressively lesser degree of exertion in last 3 months period. Next line, number two, progressive shortness of breath with extreme fatigue and tiredness also in last 3 months. Next line, number three, significant coronary atherosclerosis as demonstrated by recent coronary calcium score period. Next line, number four, history of mild hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number five, history of pre-diabetes diagnosed May 2025 period. Next line, number six, history of myasthenia gravis for 2 year period. Next line, number seven, history of sleep apnea for 15 years period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.